appearances deceive the human eye, persuading the traveler to wander in circles. The humid, heavy air smells of flowers, herbs, man's sweat, and animal breath. The heat is oppressive, unalleviated by any breeze. The stones steam and blood boils in the veins. At dusk, the sky is filled with phosphorescent mosquitoes whose bites produce endless nightmares. And the still night air carries the distinct cries of birds, the chattering of monkeys, and the distant roar of the waterfalls borne high in the mountains to crash far below like the thunder of warfare. The modest mud and wattle mission building, with its tower of woven stakes and a bell to toll for mass, balanced, like all the huts, on piles driven into the mud of a river of opalescent waters, whose banks evaporated in the reverberating light. The dwellings seemed to drift amid silent canoes, garbage, carcasses of dogs and rats, and inexplicable white blossoms. Consuelo was easy to distinguish even from a distance, her long red hair like a whip of fire against the eternal green of that landscape. Her playmates were young Indians with swollen bellies, an impudent parrot that recited an Our Father salted with curses, and a monkey chained to a table leg. From time to time, she would let the monkey loose to look for a sweetheart in the jungle, but he always returned to the same spot to scratch his fleas. Even in those days, Protestants were everywhere, distributing their Bibles, preaching against the Vatican, and hauling their pianos through heat and rain so their converts could celebrate salvation in public song. Such competition demanded the total dedication of the Catholic priests, and they paid little attention to Consuelo, who was growing up scorched by the sun, poorly nourished on yuca and fish, infested with parasites, bitten by mosquitoes, free as a bird. Aside from helping with domestic chores, attending religious services, and a few classes in reading, arithmetic, and catechism, she had no obligations. She roamed outdoors, sniffing the flora and chasing the fauna, her mind filled with images, smells, colors, and myths born on the river current. She was 12 when she met the man with the prospecting chickens, a weathered Portuguese who was dry and hard outside and bubbling with laughter inside. His birds pillaged the countryside, devouring anything that glittered, and after a certain amount of time, their owner would slit open their craw and harvest his grains of gold. Not enough to make him rich, but enough to nourish his dreams. One morning, El Portugués glimpsed a white-skinned girl with a blaze of hair, knee-deep in the swamp with her skirt tucked up around her legs, and thought he had suffered another of his periodic attacks of fever. His whistle of surprise would have set off a mule train. The sound reached the girl's ears. She looked up, their eyes met, and both smiled the same smile. After that day, they met frequently. He, bedazzled, to gaze at her, and she to learn to sing Portuguese songs. "Let's go harvest gold," El Portugués said one day. They set off into the jungle, and soon were out of earshot of the mission bell, deeper and deeper into the tangled growth along paths visible only to him. All day, crowing like roosters, they looked for the hens, catching them on the wing once they spied them through the dense foliage. She clamped them between her knees, and with one surgical slash, he slid open the craw and stuck in his fingers to pull out the seeds of gold. If the hen survived, they stitched it up with needle and thread to continue to serve its owner. The others they put in a sack to sell in the village, or use as bait. They burned the feathers because chicken feathers bring bad luck and spread the pip. Tangle-haired, Consuelo returned at dusk, content and spattered with blood. As she climbed the ladder from the rowboat to the terraced riverbank, her nose bumped into four filthy sandals belonging to two friars from Extremadura, who were waiting for her with crossed arms and fearsome expressions of repudiation.
"It is time for you to go to the city," they said.
Nothing was gained by begging, nor was she allowed to take the monkey or the parrot, two companions judged inappropriate for the new life awaiting her.